The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you.
Filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the desert for 40 days to be tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days. When they were over, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone." Then he took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a single instant. The devil said to him, "I shall give to you all this power and glory, for it has been handed over to me, and I may give it to you whomever I wish. All this will be yours if you worship me." Jesus replied, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve." Then led him to Jerusalem, made him stand on the parapets of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of Man, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your feet against a stone." Jesus said to him in reply, "It also says, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every temptation, he departed from him for a time. Gospel of the Lord. Just a little while ago, Jesus was baptized in River Jordan, and the Holy Spirit appeared on his head. Then the Holy Spirit led him to the desert for fasting for 40 days. And the gospel says to let him for temptation. You may ask, is it temptations come from the Lord or from the Satan or from yourself? One thing is very true. No matter is from Satan or from yourself, from your weakness, bad desires, all are permitted by the Lord. Temptation is allowed for the Satan wants you to go down to hell. For God, he wants to make you strong, because we are weak. We need to have to strengthen ourselves with our mind. A choice. That's why Jesus was tempted. He's God. But remember, St. Paul says on Hebrew chapter 4, verse 5, he mentioned Jesus shared all things as a man with us except sin. So practically, whatever Jesus experienced during the temptation, we will have the same experience. Or Jesus already know how weak we are, and he's teaching us how to deal with temptations. You see, Jesus didn't make long argument with the devil, with Satan. Just small phrase from the scripture, only that. So it is very prudent for us to keep some of the words of God in us. When temptation comes, the words will come out. If you live the word of God on a daily basis, the word of God is the work of the Holy Spirit. He is with you. So God allows things to happen to test you, to tempt you. Not necessarily to say yes. Even in the Lord's Prayer, he asks, we pray, lead us, Lord, into temptation. Into. Therefore say, you ask the Lord, never have temptation for us. There is always temptations to make us strong. But on the other hand, you have to trust in his word. That's why all the three answers from Jesus always from the scripture. That's simple. Life is simple. Don't be afraid. Whatever allowed by God, even temptations, even the appearance of the devil before you, the Satan before you, don't be afraid. It's allowed by the Lord, with his permission. But you are strong. Even today, the gospel, at the end, for the time being, the devil stop for the time being and let him take some rest. But he will continue. During the ministry of the Jesus, all these 3 years, there's always temptation, our human weakness. You want to do something you don't want to do. Something you want to, don't take it. But always interesting. Whatever Jesus do is to follow the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. We too. Listen to inner voice. That's very important. Don't let people tell you, do this and do that. Of course, you have to listen to your parents, for one hand. On the other hand, you have your own conscience. That's very important. That's why our blessed Pope, Benedict, he listened to his inner voice. He said, I have to retire. He said, my own decision. Of course, his doctor gives some proposal, maybe his good friends, something. But ultimately, you make your own decision. Even before temptations come in, although we are weak, remember what Jesus did. He is weak. He wants to eat. It's under his power. He can change the stone into bread. He can. But that's not yet the will of the Father, not the time yet. So many things he can do, but he observed the will of God. For us, it's very important also. We can do many things, but wait. Listen to the inner voice, whether it is the will of God or not. At times, we can yield to temptations of human weakness. Jesus understands. But don't take advantage because Jesus understands and then you just go ahead. Not at all. Jesus knows that we are weak. He gives us sufficient grace. No temptation is bigger than his grace. The more temptation comes in, the more grace is coming into you. Don't doubt. Never doubt the love of God for you. So it sounds the same. the Satan asks you to do something, at times you may, okay, don't talk too much with the devil. With the spirit of the word of God in you, take it, keep it. That's why when you come to church, when you have during Mass, or when you listen to the gospel with the word of St. Paul, some phrase touches you, keep it. Maybe that's the Holy Spirit give you the strength. You don't know what happened in a week's time. Always trust, believe. He is the Lord, understand us. He is with us. Of course, don't allow yourself into temptation, because many times we just allow ourselves into temptation. It's another thing. Jesus, now temptation come to us, is His will. But if you willingly go into temptation, then don't tell yourself, the Lord will protect me. The Lord won't do that, because you make the choice. Jesus make the choice to say no. What is ever against the will of God? You too. So that's what we have to learn. One simple thing. The will of God before us, in us, the Spirit, Holy Spirit is with us. Let the Holy Spirit guide us. Even into the wilderness, He is with you. Trust in the inner voice of the Holy Spirit. I remember when I was finishing my third year theology, I applied to take 1 year off so I can join, so that I can come back the next year for my fourth year and the last year of my theology. All people say, no, don't. Finish that year, because you're the last year. I was studying in Rome. Take this opportunity, finish your study, and then you take 1 year leave and do another study. But within myself, I have to go from the seminary. I went out from the seminary after my third year theology. I left the seminary for 1 year. I know that I need that. This is my inner voice. Until today, I never regret. Even my spiritual director didn't agree with what I'm doing, but I listen to my inner voice. You too. You have all the graces helping you to do better the will of God for you, not for their people. Don't see how she didn't do this and did that. Don't compare. Once Peter, Jesus was dialoguing, and John was there, and Jesus said to Peter, now you are free because you are young. When you grow older, you can go anywhere you like. People will bring you to the place that you don't like to go. That means the prison, to sacrifice himself for Jesus. So Jesus, Peter, okay, Jesus, not, thank you. But then he said, what about John? John was standing next to him. What Jesus says, mind your own business. Whatever John, it's not a business. You just follow me, you see. Even I am now John, stay until the end before I come back. This is none of your business, you see. That's very important. Very particular, very personal calling for each one of us. You are loved by the Lord. He brings you in a different way, different than your parents thinking about for you. different than your friends suggesting you. So today, we thank the Lord. We have all the sufficient graces to fulfill the will of God for us, and also learn to listen to the inner voice, the Holy Spirit, and also keep the Word of God with us. Let the Lord guide us, bring us. No matter we go with Him, we are safe. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty.